There's an interesting passage. We see it once, I think it's in 1 Peter, and then we also see it in the book of James, where we're told you humble yourself before God, which means be obedient to God, and then God will promote you. God will raise you up.
在彼得前书里面有特别提到，就是说我们必须要在上帝面前非常的谦卑，而上帝就会把我们提升。
To be humble means obedient.
而谦卑的真正的意思就是顺服。
See, what we're told, actually we're commanded to be humble.
其实我们是被命令，因为他常常会讲说是什么样的那个词态，是因为在圣经里面原来希伯来文是会有词性的，是比如说是命令句或者祈使句或什么什么句，这个是我们被命令要谦卑这件事情，它是以用命令句的方法说你要谦卑。
Okay, so 1 Peter 5, 6
第五章第六节。
Okay, so here we're told, you know, be humble or humble yourselves before God and he will exalt you, it says in English, it will raise you up.
哦，所以是说你们要谦卑顺服在神，顺服在神大能的手下，到的时候他必叫你们升高。
Okay, and it's interesting because you have a command to humble yourself.
那是一个命令，你必须要自我的谦卑。
Humble is like a command, it's a verb.
That, but this Chinese translation is no good.
Oh, okay.
自卑 is saying that you will feel shame. You
know? Oh, no, that's not right.
Yeah, it's not
okay.
Right.
Let's just see what the Greek word is.
这个翻译不好。
Imperative here of the word tapaino. Okay, so tapaino, you can see this in English, to humble. See, there's different meanings of it, but here is to humble. You're not humiliating yourself. This form here that you see in the Greek, it makes it a passive command. It's quite unique,
actually.
So, you know, they have the different endings here. And it's interesting, we say reflexive, which means you, it's a command you have to do for yourself, and the command is that you have to make yourself humble.
所以他就是在命令我们，必须要让我们自己谦卑。
And now there's two ways a person can develop humility.
有两种方法，我们一个人可以建立自己的谦卑的态度。
Okay, and one is enforced, which means it's forced upon you to be humble.
一种是被要求的，是有一个被强力要求的，你必须要谦卑。
And I just mentioned how, you know, God tells us for young children, they need to be spanked. You need to enforce humility on them. You make them obedient to you because if they're not obedient, it hurts.
就是有一种是比较被动式的，你要变得谦卑，就像父母亲要打小孩，他做不顺服的时候要打小孩一样，那个是基本上是被动式的。
But the reason why God wants parents to train their children to be humble when they're young is so that when they get older and they believe in Jesus Christ, they'll be humble before God as well. Not just obeying their parents, but they'll obey God.
好，所以他说为什么孩子们要在圣经里面的教导是说是应该要可以做这种处罚他，就是因为他要被强力的要求他能够是一个谦卑的状态，因为当他小孩小的时候谦卑，他长大才能够谦卑的对神，所以他小时候谦卑的对父母，然后服从父母，然后长大才会谦卑的对懂得怎么样去服从于神。
Yeah. See, if a child hasn't been trained properly, if he's very arrogant, and later on he can become a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, but he doesn't know how to be obedient.
就说一个孩子如果他小时候没有被学习要谦卑顺服的话，他后来就会越来越傲慢，长大的时候他真的不懂得如何去变成是顺服于神的人。
Okay, and that person is going to suffer a lot as a Christian.
而这样的一个人即使他后来变成是一个基督徒的话，他也会非常的蛮惨的。
Yeah, what is best is that you can, instead of having discipline from God, see, enforcement means God is going to have to make you suffer to be obedient.
所以这个所谓的一种被动式被动性的顺服，它其实就是一种 discipline, 就是责罚啦。有的时候我们是会被上帝责罚的状态，因为我们不顺服。
Okay, so instead of having to suffer the pain before you obey, The second way of developing humility is through genuine humility, which is where you say, God, I know you're the boss, you are my God, so I will obey you from your own free will.
Okay. 另外一种是你自己从你自己的自由意志下而去做到。
Yeah, it's because you appreciate God, because you love God. This is why you obey him.
是因为你真的是感谢神而你愿意去顺服于神。
See, in John chapter 14, verse 15, Jesus said to his disciples, if you love me, you will obey me.
所以在约翰福音的14章15节里面，他就提到说，如果你爱我，你就会顺服于我。
Okay, and so love is the ultimate motivation to obey God.
所以爱上帝是我们真的会愿意顺服于上帝的最基础的一个原因。
I think they're saying here, like, 你们若爱我, and they say, like, 就必须. And that's almost like a command. Is that right?
Yeah.
你必什么呢?
遵守.
遵守. Oh, okay, right, so you will certainly, maybe.
You must.
Okay, but really it's like, 你们就一定, 一定. So, well, what's happened if you love Jesus? You will obey him. It's not like you have to be commanded to obey him.
这个里面讲的是说，你因为你爱上帝，所以你就一定会遵守，都不需要再被命令了，你就会爱了，就会服从于上帝了，顺服于上帝。
Okay, and but this is how we prove our love to God is by being obedient to Him.
而这也刚好呢，就如果我们顺服于神的话，也就证明了我们是真的是爱神的。
Okay, but if you love God, you will obey Him.
所以你爱神，你就会顺服于神。
And what Jesus is saying to the disciples here is, you know, you say you love me, but you're not obeying my commandments.
所以耶稣说，诶，你们说你们爱我，但是你们为什么又不顺服于这些戒律？
Okay, and this is how we can prove ourselves, do we love God?
所以我们可以自我检讨一下，说我们是不是真的爱神，就看我们是不是真的做到顺服于神。
Okay, because if you're obeying the commandments, I mean all of the commandments, that means you love God.
对，所以有这，如果我们爱神，就必须我们一定是所有的神的命令，我们都会遵守。
And if you love God, you will obey God even under the deepest or the hardest pressure of testing and temptations.
而如果我们爱神，即使是在最大的压力下或最严重的测试下，我们都一样还是顺服于神。
This is why God allows us to be tested through suffering, through different circumstances, because He's testing us. Do you really love me?
所以为什么神会能够同意一些对我们的测试？因为这个是我们有机会去证明我们是不是爱神的一个机会。
And as we study about the angelic conflict, we're going to look at examples of great believers who were obedient to God.
而我们也可以学习到一些在伟大的一个信徒们，他们是如何的去表现的。
And one of the people we're going to look at is Job.
像我们就要去从约伯去理解这个事情。
Because Job was tested directly by, personally by Satan.
因为约伯他是直接被撒旦测试的。
The reason that Job was able to pass his testings was because he had a great relationship with God.
为什么约伯呢能够通过那些考验？好，是因为约伯他跟神的关系非常好。
Okay, and if you haven't read Job for a while, you know, I recommend for your homework, and this will help you understand the angelic conflict. You can read even just chapter 1 of Job.
然后第二个他觉得可以给我们当做我们的这个功课的就是要把约伯记再读一遍。
Okay, and this will give you a good understanding of the test that Job had to suffer.
就是因为这个整个过程中你会看到他如何的遭受各种的遭殃。
God had said to Satan, he said, have you seen my witness? Have you seen Job? How he is always so obedient to me?
因为神对撒旦说：“哎，你有看到我的这个最棒的信徒约伯吗？我们班上的这个第一名。”
And God was saying, "Job is the most righteous person in the land."
然后神说：“哎，这个约伯绝对是在人类中最最最最有 公义正义的一位。
God uses the word Jeshurun, that's a Hebrew word, it means upright, he's very straight, you know, no sense.
他用的那个希伯来文说最为正直的一个人。
Okay, and there was no one like Job in all of the land. He was the most righteous person in all of the land.
而且是相较于所有地上的人来讲，他是最为正直的一个。
And then Satan, remember the word Shatan means he's an accuser. So he's going to accuse Job. He says, Job only is righteous because you bless him so much.
他说因为撒旦，你们要了解这个词哦，是后来上帝给路西佛的。撒旦这个字的意思呢，其实是抗辩方的律师，他并不是人名，他只是一个称谓，他是一个角色的称谓。
Okay, so this was Satan's accusation that Job was showing that he was obedient to God, but only because God was giving him stuff.
好，所以呢，当上帝在说约伯是一个完美的信徒的时候，撒旦他是以抗辩方的律师的说法，是他说他就对这件事情有质疑。
And so God said, okay, well you can take away his stuff.
因为撒旦说他是因为你给了他这么多完美的生活，他当然对你很信奉你。然后神就说，那没关系啊，那你就把所有的这些东西都拿走。
Okay, and so even when the stuff was taken away, you know, he lost his family, he lost his farm, all his wealth and possessions,and ultimately his health was attacked as well by Satan. But Job still said, I still worship you, God.
好，当他上帝同意那个撒旦把约伯所有的从家庭到事业到甚至他最后的健康都拿走的时候，约伯他依然跟神保持他的一个崇敬的一个关系。
You see, you know, Job's relationship wasn't based on the blessings that he got from God, and it wasn't, you know, because God was being good to him, but it was because he loved God.
而这件事情就证明了约伯跟神的关系不是因为神给了他那么多舒适的还有丰盛的生命，而是因为他真的爱神。
Okay, and that was another aspect that Job had this genuine humility. He'd humbled himself.
所以呢，这个约伯呢，就是真正的自发性的有一个非常谦卑的一个状态对神。
Okay, now that didn't happen naturally. When we see Job, he's quite an old man, so he spent years developing his Christian life, his spiritual.
而他要强调就是说，约伯不是天生就是有这种非常真诚原始就有的这个谦卑的态度的。当我们在看约伯记的时候，已经他是一个很老的人了，所以他是一辈子的一个练习，让他越来越来越好的能够有一个很谦卑的态度，发自内心的谦卑。
When he first became a new believer, maybe when he was a young man, he made a lot of mistakes, he sinned a lot, he had to suffer a lot of punishment.
他当就在约伯在年轻的时候，他也是做错过很多事情，所以他也其实有过很多灾难。
Nobody is naturally humble.
没有一个人是天生会是谦卑的。
Of course, you know, we're born into the world with a sin nature, and it's almost like we're designed to rebel.
我们基本上生下来的时候，我们就有所谓的罪性，所以我们在我们的性格里面，其实就是有一个反叛、悖逆。
From the time of Adam, when Adam sinned, all sinned, and that's when the sin nature entered into the.
从亚当他犯罪，我们就埋在我们的基因里面，我们就从他那边接下来了这个罪的性
okay,
罪性。
Young children, they need to be trained. They're not naturally humble.
所以所有的孩子们，他小时候是需要被管理的，因为他们不可能天生就是会有这种。顺服的能力。
Okay, so you know, humility is something that has to be learned.
所以谦卑这个事情是学来的。
So we learn from the scriptures, from the Bible, what God expects us to do. The Bible is the place we go to when we want to know what does God want us to do.
所以呢，我们如何学习变成一个谦卑的人，就是从圣经里面，因为圣经教导我们怎么样去。慢慢慢慢变得越来越谦卑的一个人。
And most Christians actually, after they've studied the Bible for a while, they know what they should do.
所以一个基督徒他因为他读学从圣经里面学到他该怎么做。
And they know what they shouldn't do.
他也知道什么不可以做。
Yeah, they know their sins and they have to stop these sins.
他也知道什么是罪，所以他要停止他的罪。
And they know what God expects of them to do, to
develop their spiritual life. 神会期待他怎么样去慢慢地建构他的灵性的生命。
So in that case, we can say they have the knowledge, but there's no application. They know what they should do, but they're not doing it.
所以他们都知道，因为从读圣经里面他们都知道了，但是他们有没有去真正的去做？
The way that God makes us do what we're supposed to do,Once we've learned these things, is he will discipline us, or he will bring suffering into our lives.
所以我们从圣经里学会了知道怎么去做，但是我们有没有做到这个上帝给我们的协助，就是来用某些的责罚。
Okay, and this is a
做到。
And this is another category of Christian suffering.
这是另外一种基督徒会有的遭难的一个形式。
Yeah, so for the growing believers, and like for Job, when Job was a young believer, he would have suffered. He had to suffer to change his attitude, to change his way of doing things.
Suffer, 我要中文到底要讲什么？
受苦。
受苦，就受苦。好。对于一个基督徒，甚至是一个刚刚才相信的一个基督徒来说，我们都得受苦。
Okay.
因为这是上帝来教导我们的一个方法。
Okay, and this is deserved suffering. We deserve to suffer because God is disciplining us.
所以我们是应该活该啦、oh, yeah. 对不对？就你活该应该受罚，要受苦，因为这是上帝来教导我们的方法。
But then as you become a more mature believer,
当你变成一个比较成熟的一个信徒。
Then you're still going to suffer, but it's not because you deserve it. It's not because God is trying to make you a good person. But it's because he's using that suffering to show you as an example of a great witness.
好，刚刚讲就说我们刚开始的时候，上帝靠某些苦难来让我们成长，变成一个比较好的一个信徒。但是当我们是成熟的信徒的时候呢，上帝还是有时候会容许一些苦难来却让我们能成为神的证人。
Now see, Job was a very righteous person, and now Job is suffering, but he's righteous, he hasn't done anything wrong.
而这就是约伯的状态。好，约伯就是因为他在受苦受难的时候呢，他其实什么也没做错，但他却给了上帝一个最好的见证。
Okay, and this is undeserved suffering.
这叫做不活该，不该得的。的苦难。
Through the undeserved suffering that we can glorify God.
而经由这种不该得而却得了的苦难，我们就能够荣耀神。
We're just about to finish off, so I'll give you one last verse which helps us to understand this concept here. James 1:12. Now, in English it says, Blessed is the man who endures temptation, but it's not endure temptation, it actually endures suffering or endures testing.And the Greek word here, we have this word hupomone, which actually means to endure. They say endure here, that's okay.
Hupomone.
Okay. 希腊文。
And it means actually to stay, looks like money, but it's mone, and hupo means under. So you're staying under this pressure.
这个希腊文它用的那个字是，在这原文是说，当你在高压的底下，压力下。
Imagine a big weight on you, but you're okay, you're fine with that.
就是当比如说上面很大的重量你在承受着。
You're not getting angry or bitter and you're not feeling sorry for yourself.
而你却不觉得生气，你也不觉得自己很可怜。
You're okay with the pressure because you've given that problem over to God. Whatever the testing is, God is in control.
因为当你受到这些苦难很重的压力的时候，你却还能够保持很平静的状态的时候，其实
you're happy under the testing.
所以你很高兴你正在受这个压力的测试。
And actually, it says blessed. Blessings means happiness from God.
这个所谓的祝福，被神祝福字的概念，就是因为你知道这是快乐，来自上帝的快乐，就是祝福里面有这个概念在。
Okay, and then it says here, because having been approved means God says you passed the test.
而且这也代表了是你能够证明你通过了这个考验。
What will he receive? He receives the crown of life. This is one of the great rewards from God given in heaven.
而这样的考验呢，就会得到一个所谓生命的冠冕。当你承受很大的压力，而你依然喜乐的时候，是我们就会在天堂上未来是可以得到这个冠冕，生命的冠冕。
Okay, but the verse doesn't finish here because it tells us the kind of person. Who is the person that can endure the temptation? It's those who love him.
而这里特别提到说，什么样的人呢，能够承担这样子的引诱或试探，他说是那些爱神的人。
It gives us like the secret or the answer, the solution. How do you suffer in your test, or how can you pass your test, is having a love for God.
就是所以这里面就很明显的跟我们再重复的说，就是什么样的人可以通过试探，就是那真正爱神的人。
Okay, because with your love for God, then you're going to be obedient to Him.
因为当你真的爱神，你就会顺服于神。
And actually, that's why Jesus was able to stay on the cross.
这也就是为什么耶稣可以待在那个十字架上。
Even though He suffered the most incredible suffering of any person in human history when He took the punishment for our sins.
而所以即使他是受那么大的苦难，这是在他的苦难，但是人类史上最大的苦难。
So it was because of his love for God the Father and his love for us that he stayed on the cross and he took that punishment.
他等于承受了所有人类的罪而受的苦难，是因为他爱天父，同时也爱我们。
But we're not going to have to suffer anything like near the pain that Jesus Christ suffered.
我们再怎么样受苦，都不可能接近耶稣他当时所受的苦。
But as we grow spiritually, God does expect us to have to suffer and to have peace in the soul during that suffering.
但是随着我们越来越成熟，就在灵性上面越来越成熟，其实上帝是有期待我们在受苦的时候依然得平安。
And when we still maintain our obedience to God and maintain our happiness, that glorifies God.
而我们如果能够在受苦的时候还能够保持对神的顺服，就是我们在荣耀神。
And the reason it glorifies God is because it's God's power, it's God's word, it's the filling of the Holy Spirit, which is doing that through us.
为什么这是荣耀神？因为我们真的可以承受得了这些苦难，而仍然有平安，是因为我们圣灵充满，而这个圣灵充满是神给我们。
None of this is from yourself. If it is from yourself, you're going to fail.
而这些都是来自不是我们自己的，就是我们能够承受的，或者是圣灵充满，都不是来自我们的。我们如果以为我们可以自己去承担，那我们就一定会失败，承担苦难。
Okay, I think that's enough for today. So let's bow our heads. Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the message.
上帝，感谢你今天对我们的教导。
We also give thanks that through your word and through the filling of the Holy Spirit, we can understand your plan.
而且我们也感谢你给我们的这些话语，经由圣灵的充满，让我们能够完全的理解跟得到启示。
And we pray that you continue to teach us about your plan and about your love for us.
那我们在这里特别祈祷你能继续的教导我们，同时教导我们你的爱跟你的计划。
In order that we can then love you and be obedient to you.
而让我们能够更爱你，而能够更顺服于你。
And through these things we could glorify you.
而让经由这些事情我们能够荣耀你。
And we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们要特别献上感恩，以耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.